This may seem a little premature for you, but it is really not, for you have not many days left in which to do your Christmas buying. That is, buying days. A short enough period, after all.
It does. We're listening to an announcement that was published in the Quebec Daily Telegraph newspaper. And as you can hear, it's trying to persuade readers to start planning and shopping nice and early for the coming Christmas season.
You can do away with that mad scramble in crowded stores. The fighting to get near counters. The delivery delays.
Yes, it's a familiar refrain this time of year. It seems like, before the leftovers from the Labor Day cookout are even used up, we're hit with Christmas advertisements and hot new toys of the season and doorbuster deals. And many among us grit their teeth and roll their eyes and complain about how Christmas comes earlier and earlier every year. But wait a second. Does it really come earlier every year? Could it really? Let's play this out. How much earlier every year? A week? Let's be really conservative and say that it comes less than a week earlier. How about 4 days? If that were true, and if the pattern remained unbroken, then in just a little over 90 years, we'd have looped back on ourselves. It would be perpetual Christmas, or at least a perpetual Christmas shopping season. But here's the thing. This trend of pushing for an early and extended Christmas shopping season has been unbroken for over 90 years. Well over, as a matter of fact. And of course, we're not in perpetual Christmas. This ad from the Quebec Daily Telegraph is from 1912, more than a century ago, and it appeared in the paper a few days before Halloween. The Christmas shopping season has been kicking off in the early fall since the mid-19th century, and the official American Christmas season, quote-unquote, has been the period between Thanksgiving and Christmas Day since the early 20th century. Despite how it may seem, no, it is not coming earlier and earlier every year. And yet, it does seem that way. Why? Does an extended shopping season add to or take from the festive feels of the season? And are those holiday sales even all they're cracked up to be? What's the deal with so-called Christmas creep? I'm Brian Earle. This is Christmas Past. First things first. When we say it feels like Christmas comes earlier every year, what we really mean is that Christmas retail comes earlier. People who complain about these things are complaining about seeing Christmas items on store shelves alongside the Halloween candy. Nobody is complaining, for example, about having to attend Christmas parties before Thanksgiving. And with the exception of the Hallmark Channel, which starts releasing its Christmas movies in October, and a few ambitious radio stations that switch to an all-Christmas format in the early fall, most of the Christmas music and movies and TV specials and things like that tend to stay within the bounds of the traditional Christmas season. It might seem obvious why retailers want to get a head start. A longer Christmas shopping season means more time to attract your dollars. And an early start means getting a leg up on the competition. And to sweeten the deal, of course, they offer all manner of irresistible sales promotions. That's what we're really talking about when we talk about holiday creep. That phrase, holiday creep, it sounds so creepy. Someone really ought to talk to the guy who coined that phrase.
I think I coined the term holiday creep about 15 years ago.
That's Darren Duber-Smith. He's a professor of marketing at Metropolitan State University of Denver's College of Business. Now, just for the sake of accuracy and completeness, 15 years ago puts us in the early to mid-2000s, and we'll get back to that shortly. And holiday creep is Professor Duber-Smith's refinement of the term Christmas creep, which has been around since at least the 1980s. But remember, this trend has been going on since before the 1880s. And back then, there was an interesting form of messaging around it. Let's go back to our announcement in the Quebec Daily Telegraph.
And last, but we hope not least to you, the workers in the stores whose crosses are harder to bear at gladsome holiday time than at any other period of the year will be just so much relieved of a terrible racking strain. For Christmas is not the day of peace on earth for them. You would buy early if only you knew how they dread those terrible few weeks before Christmas. Watch the ads in the Telegraph and act accordingly.
A little heavy-handed, right? It's not only about getting the best deals or snatching items before they sell out or avoiding the crazy crush of last-minute shopping. No, it's about relieving a terrible racking strain on store workers. This was actually a common theme back then. In fact, there was a famous essay published in 1903 by a social reformer named Florence Kelly. The essay was titled The Travesty of Christmas, and it went into great detail about how the increased commerce of Christmas overall is a burden on workers, especially delivery workers and store clerks. But let's fast forward back to the present day, and let's assume that holiday creep is not some humanitarian effort, but rather about cold, hard cash. It's part of a trend where retailers try to extend all spending holidays as far as they can, which is usually as far backward or forward as the next holiday.
I say holiday creep because we're talking about all of the holidays where consumers spend a ton of money. This is really happening in all holidays. It's not just Christmas. The retailers just sort of push back against every holiday they can. And so there's just sort of this continuous cycle of discounts.
Well, if it's really all about the money, then why not just keep extending things back? Why not start the Christmas sales around, say, Labor Day?
Well, Labor Day is not a big buying holiday. Labor Day is just one of those days where you get the day off. There's a threshold, and I think the threshold is Halloween.
Again, the announcement in the Quebec Daily Telegraph was from right around Halloween of 1912. But why? After all, Christmas is bleeding into Thanksgiving.
And I guess maybe a new word is holiday bleed.
What makes Halloween so special?
And Halloween has become an important spending holiday for Americans, believe it or not. It's a pretty big one. Americans spend billions of dollars on Halloween. Once you bleed into that holiday, you start to really dilute the effectiveness of the holiday and of the promotions. And once people start seeing Santa a little bit too early, you know, a little bit too close to Halloween, people start to roll their eyes.
So it's not quite about having a continuous cycle of holidays. It's about having a continuous cycle of spending holidays. And Halloween is a big one. Yes, of course, there is plenty of spending that also happens on Thanksgiving, but it's not really retail spending. It's things like groceries and travel, so holiday bleed doesn't really cause any problems there. Back to that term of Professor Dubersmith. Remember, I said that he coined it about 15 years ago, in the early 2000s, right around the Great Recession. And what he was focusing on was those major retail holiday sales events, doorbusters and whatnot. But retailers were really doubling down, pushing our stamina for Christmas shopping to or beyond its limit.
You've got 3 weeks of deals, 4 weeks of deals prior to Black Friday. This idea of holiday creep where you extend the season to the point where you rob Peter to pay Paul.
So yes, to be fair and accurate, for a period, about 15 years ago, Christmas was in fact coming earlier than it had before in some ways. But it didn't last.
You know, we don't see the doorbuster deals that we used to see. People aren't running over each other on Friday morning. Companies have backed off on opening during the Thanksgiving holiday, which is a very sacred family holiday.
Because, of course, all of this is only as effective as our willingness to spend our money. People vote with their wallets. Speaking of which, let's go back to our announcement from the Quebec Daily Telegraph one more time.
You can get best choice at the stores now. The prices are just as reasonable now as they will be later.
Of course, this is one of the central ideas with holiday retail promotions. You're saving money by taking advantage of sales. But, sorry to break it to you, the Wall Street Journal has done in-depth studies on this, and guess what?
Prices are almost always lower for almost every category of good at some point in the year before the holiday season. I've been recommending best practices. Buy your Christmas gifts throughout the year. Don't wait until the end of the year to do it.
Which I guess we could say would be a form of Christmas creep in its own right, but it would be self-imposed, and you actually would avoid hassles and save money. Even in this age when we do so much of our Christmas shopping online, I still like to visit physical stores, especially to pick up stocking stuffers. Even as a grown-up, I still look forward to getting a Christmas stocking, and many of my childhood Christmas memories involve running downstairs to see my stocking first thing in the morning. But none of those memories is anything quite like this one from Holly in Maryland.
When I was growing up, my dad's side of the family would always come together on Christmas Eve. All of the kids had a stocking hanging high up against the back windows. When it was time for our stockings, me, my brothers and sister, and all of our cousins would have to line up youngest to oldest. My dad and uncles would stand at the front of the line, and when it came to be your turn, you had to sing a Christmas carol before you got your stocking. My dad and uncles were the judges of when you were allowed to stop. There was no repeats allowed. This ended up being a really fun game for the younger kids because we would try to steal the carols that the older kids had been preparing. It would make it harder and harder for the older kids to get their stockings, and it's still one of my favorite Christmas memories. even after I got married, I kept the tradition alive and made my husband sing for his stocking. I hope you all have a very Merry Christmas.
If you're listening in real time, this episode arrives on Thanksgiving Day, and that means that the Christmas season of 2024 is now officially started. I'm looking forward to spending another Christmas with you, and I want to share your Christmas memories. There's still plenty of time to do it, and all you have to do is record a voice memo into your phone and send it to christmaspastpodcast@gmail.com. Keep it reasonably short, clean, and family-friendly, and be sure to say your name and where you're from. Christmas Past is produced in wonderful Willow Glen, California, by yours truly, Brian Earle. Thank you to Professor Darren Duber-Smith. Thanks also to Holly in Maryland. And thank you, Zachary Brown, for doing the voiceover of that announcement in the Quebec Daily Telegraph. And of course, thank you for listening. You can drop me a line anytime throughout this Christmas season or beyond. I always love to hear from you. You can find me at christmaspastpodcast@gmail.com or connect with me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And hey, if you're really feeling the Christmas spirit, why not help more people discover the show? It's as simple as telling a friend about it or leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. If you do leave a review, I'll send you a Christmas Past sticker and a handwritten Christmas card as my way of saying thanks. Reach out for details. And until we meet again, may your days be merry and bright.